For Shus Rabbi Blau, the other Rabbanim, Kal Kadosh. The brothers are at a point of near complete breakdown. They came to Mitzrayim, accused of being spies, and Yeshima was thrown in jail. And they had to go back and plead with Yaakov to send them Binyamin down to Mitzrayim. And now Binyamin's here, and he's caught red-handed with the goblet of Yosef in his hands. The brothers plead with Yosef to let them take Binyamin back. Nothing is doing. They're at a standstill. And Yehuda can't imagine telling his father the tragedy of Binyamin and watching his father die with depression over the tragedy of his sons. And what's worse is that Yehuda knows that his Olam Haba is on the line, that he pledged in place of Benjamin if he weren't able to bring him back. It's hopeless. And some of the Farshim of Adayik, that until now the brothers have been talking with Yosef through an interpreter. Because the brothers were talking in Hebrew, and they thought Yosef only understood the Egyptian. And now, Vayigash Lo Yehuda, Yehuda comes close, no interpreter. Direct, face-to-face talk. The Beis HaLevi makes this point. Kedushas Levi. You see, it's good with the Misnagdi and the Hasidim say the same thing. It's a good simon. It's Emes. But I don't understand. The brothers thought Yosef didn't know Hebrew. Why did Yehuda talk to him in Hebrew? Well, imagine you're in Moscow on a flight and you're stopped with stopover flight and you're stopped by customs and the interpreter is not helping and you start screaming at them in English. What's the point? Rav Nissim Alper, a Talmud of Rav Moshe Feinstein, one of the great Rosh Yeshivas of our yeshiva, passed away very young. He said that the key is that Yehuda wanted to change his perspective, to bridge the gap between him and Yosef. He was saying, Yosef, I want to understand you better. And I want you to understand me. Ultimately, it was the Devarim Shebelev, this dialogue of the heart, that will convince Yosef. It doesn't matter the language. But that dialogue was only possible in close quarters. We see that Yosef got this message of Vayiga Shehuda. When he reveals his identity to the brothers and he tells them, I'm Yosef. But when he saw they were speechless and stunned, he said, Geshuna Eli, come close to me. I want you to understand me. I want to bridge the gap of 2 decades of relationship, of time, of brothers that we didn't spend together. I want to understand you. I want Geshuna Eli, come close. I want to be Karov, a family of relationships to be built again. The clincher is that the symbol of drawing close is exactly the correct tikkun, the correction of what started the sin of selling Yosef. It says, Vayelech Yosef al-Acharchav, that Yosef was going after his brothers, and it says, he came to Dothan, Vayiru tom me'rachom. The brothers saw him from afar, over Terim Yikrov Alehem, before he got close to them, they decided and conspired to kill him. What's the Torah being so wordy? They saw from afar. And the Terim Karavilim, they came close. What's the point? We need to know that. Answer is yes. They were only able to conspire and make such a harsh and cruel decision about their brother because they were far from him. The Balei Tosfot would say the word Merochok is the key to the sin. Merochok is the letters Chokmar, a harsh judgment. It was because they were a horror, precisely, that they were able to stereotype and judge without getting to understand him and appreciate who he really was. It's a lesson for all of us, because it's easy to judge someone when we're at a distance, when we're mirachok. Oh, it's easy to think of him as an outsider. We need to learn the Yosef lesson. Geshuna Eli, come close. And when Yehuda was telling Yosef, I want to bridge the gap between brothers by coming close together. I thought of a great chiddush based on this. The Mishnah says in by Hillel in Pirkei Avos, "Al tadin chavercho ad shetegil mkomo." Don't judge your friend until you're by his makom. The Mefarshim should say that means if you see your friend made a mistake, don't judge him so quickly until you've been in that same predicament. I want to say a chiddush. Why do you use the word mekomo? Because he wanted to say you can't get to know someone truly until you're close to them. As long as you're mirachok, you don't get that. Gishun and I come close, then you have a chance to understand that and to judge them properly. Afterwards, I saw this exact chiddush written up by Rav Aaron Volkin, a 19th century gadol, a Talmud of Yitzchak Elchanan, passed away in the Shoah. Exact chiddush by the brothers of Yosef and his Mishnah. When I was a buffer in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, I decided I wanted to go daven by Rav Adi Yosef's minion. This was a few years ago. And he had his minion Arnof. So I went early, I got a seat, all the way in the back. I decided I was going to sit in the corner because I was a little bit afraid. And I watched. At the end of davening, Rav Adi Yosef got up and started to give his var halacha. He had a thick Iraqi accent. It was heavy Hebrew. It was thick Iraqi accent speaking Hebrew, and I didn't understand anything. So I turned to the Israeli next to me, a middle-aged man, working guy, regular Israeli. I say, "Tagili ma'amar harav lo hivanti ma'shamar. Please explain to me what he said." And he said back to me words I'll never forget: "Gam ani lo hivanti." I only was coming just to see the rabbi. He's not a Talmud Chacham, and he just wanted to build that relationship to see him. You can't mimic, and you can't replace a relationship with a Rav, with a Rosh Hashiva, for anyone for that matter, with a virtual reality WhatsApp group, an Insta Rabbi app. Because the building blocks of relationships are interactions, close interactions. Is YU Torah really a replacement for YU Smicha? There's no comparison between coming close and experiencing Shir and listening virtually from afar. Don't get me wrong, I'm not against learning from online websites. But the building blocks of relationships are interactions, close interactions. That is the lesson of Yosef that he wanted the brothers to learn. You judged me mirachok from afar, and you didn't get to understand me properly. And that's why he made sure that Yehuda would be Vayigash Yehuda, you would have come close. And he told the brothers afterwards, Yeshua and I like come close and want to bridge the gap of 2 decades of our lives. There's only 2 psukim in Bereishis with this word mirachok. One's in our parsha, Vayirto mirachok, the brothers judged from afar, but also it says, Vayar and Amakom Meirachok, a few parshas ago, Vayar and Amakom Meirachok. Avraham Avinu, on his travels to the Har Moriah, to do the Akedah, it says he saw the mountain from afar. Said this, why do we care? We have to know that it was far away. It's like a kid asking you on a long trip, Are we there yet? What's the point? Said this, Vasepis, what made the challenge for Avinu so great? Was because Vayar Makom Meirachok. He saw Kadosh Baruch Hu was from afar. The Makom Hashem seemed to him to be far. The presence of Hashem wasn't right beside him all the way, he felt. And that's what made it such a big challenge. And that's a challenge for us all the time. When it comes to davening, do we really feel that Kadosh Baruch Hu cares about my final? Kadosh Baruch Hu cares that I'm going to find this parking spot in the middle of the Washington Heights at 10 at night? The answer is yes! We need to feel it. We need to draw in. And we do that by symbolically taking 3 steps closer for Shmona Esrei. To remember Hashem cares. Hashem will understand us. We need to change our own perspective. Geshun Eilai with a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And we need to capitalize on this rendezvous with a Kaddish Baruch Hu, this dialogue of the heart, by coming and drawing ourselves in. Realism operates a fascinating redness. It says, the end of the parsha has where Yosef told the brothers to come, and Yaakov sent Yehuda to set up a settlement for them. Yehuda shalom lafana, but Yosef, Lord of the father of Goshen, he said, Yehuda, I want you to go and set up a settlement. And what did Yehuda call it? Goshen. Goshen is the same Shurish as Vayigash. It's the same idea as Kishunai Lai. He was telling the Jews and implanting a lesson for eternity. If you want to get out of the gullus that we're going in now, we have to remember the lesson of Vayigash. We sinned because Mirachot we judge from afar. The day that we're going to learn the lesson of Vayigash, of coming close and bridging the gap between brothers, enabling the dialogue of heart, that's the day we'll be able to get out of the gullus. Fascinatingly, the gematria of Goshna, Shalom, the father of Goshna, he was sent to Goshen, is 358, and the gematria of Mashiach is 358. Because the building blocks of relationships are interactions, and we learn the lesson of Goshen, we're going to be zofa to Mashiach. And Mirtz Hashem, if we can understand the lesson of the Yigash Yehuda, of Geshuna Elai, coming closer to people to understand, bridging the gap between each other, closing the view of Merachok, the Chokmar, only judging Kishadagil and Koma when we get there and understand the first sin. And we capitalize on our davening by drawing ourselves in with the three steps forward, and we take to heart the message of the relationship we're built with interactions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mirtz Hashem, will pave the path from Goshen to Mashiach.